her children were always her priority. She loved her children the most. She was very young when she had her first son, but it never stopped her. She wanted another child, and then the third fella came along, and she was always, always really dedicated to them, and they were always number one for her. So
tell me about how difficult the last couple of days have been since Natalia's death.
You can't really describe how difficult it is. It just kind of comes in waves. Sometimes it's sometimes I feel okay and think that we get through it, and then it comes back again. And Oscar now, he's the oldest, he's 9. We've told him yesterday that mommy's not coming back, and he took it quite bad. He was very, very upset. However, we explained to them that our family is big and we're going to do anything we can, and we're going to support them, and we love them very much. And we told him how he can, when he goes to Poland, he'll go fishing with my brother, and we told him everything that's ahead of him, and he's actually very excited, looking forward to going to Poland. And but we just need some support. Then Nikodem is the middle fella, and I don't think he realizes yet what happened. He talks about it very freely. He told his friends yesterday, "Oh, my mum is dead," but I don't think he realizes what he's saying. And then Max is just 2. He's just, we'll go with anyone. So we have to be careful somebody doesn't take him away, because he's very cute. Yeah, and he'd trust anyone, and he's just the cutest little thing. He just calls everybody mama right now. I'm just happy that they're not asking too much, because that would be just, well, I suppose it would be harder for us than them, but they seem to understand. And today I want to bring them to the memorial so they can say their goodbyes and see her for the last time. But I'm leaving them that entirely up to them if they want, especially Oscar. Nikodem doesn't understand, but Oscar, I offered him that he can see her for the last time. But I don't know, it's his decision whether he likes it or not. Yeah, it hit me, especially when I saw her first. I had to go with the police to recognise. And so that's when it hit me the most. That night was the first night that I actually was able to fall asleep, because I knew I have her now and she's not there, lost somewhere. I know now that she's dead, which is the worst possible case scenario. But at the same time, I know what happened, and this was very important to kind of get that closure. The girls are just the best. I don't know if I'd be able to get through it without my friends. So I didn't even know what's going ahead. I just heard from people. I just can't believe how generous people are and how good they are, because these boys just, I know we're never going to bring their mummy back and nothing's going to replace her. But at least to know that they have financial support and that they will be able to be looked after, that's just a massive thing and a massive weight off of my shoulders and my family's shoulders.